bankrate.com senior financial analyst Greg McBride. Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
Long time no see. What area of the country are you in?
Florida.
All right. You're killing me right now. What's the weather like?
I wasn't going to bring it up.
What's the weather like?
You sure you want me to answer that?
Yeah, go
there's
ahead.
There's not a cloud in the sky, and it's probably going to be 75 degrees today.
Oh, my gosh. So when you hear us talk about the snow, I know that that's probably something you care not to talk about.
Yeah, you got that right. But well, I've been there. I've been in those shoes.
And for folks, we haven't talked to you in a while. For folks who don't know, tell them what Bankrate.com does.
Bankrate.com is a personal finance website, and what we do is we are a resource for consumers to do their comparison shopping, to become informed on financial matters so that they can make the appropriate decisions.
All right. Now, I saw a recent poll from Bankrate.com that said 42% of Americans intend to spend less this holiday season. Do you still believe that?
Well, that's what people say. Now, when it comes to spending, there's a notorious disconnect between what people say and what people do. Look, there's a lot of people that last Thursday said they were going to stop at one plateful of turkey, and it didn't turn out that way. So 42% of people say they intend to spend less this holiday season. Doesn't necessarily mean 42% will spend less this holiday season.
Because if you look at the numbers that I've seen with the Wall Street Journal the last couple of days, online spending was up for Cyber Monday and Black Friday, the numbers were up also.
Yeah, and we're certainly off to a strong start in the holiday shopping season, and I think that indicates just how the American consumer is still in bargain hunting mode. The pace that we've seen thus far this year compared to the same time last year is not sustainable. Household incomes are basically flat, yet expenses have gone up, so people's discretionary spending power has been squeezed, and they can't lean against the crutch of credit to support their spending. So the pace we've seen, I think, is more indicative of people looking for a bargain and not one that's likely to be sustained over the next several weeks. That being said, I do expect that once again the American consumer is going to carry us through to a pretty solid holiday shopping season. But again, once we get to January, I think it's going to be focused back on the things that are really holding people back, the lack of job security, not feeling like they have enough savings or that they have to make more progress on paying down debt. But, you know, we've seen the past couple of years, people tighten the belt throughout the year and then holiday shopping season comes and they let it loose a little bit.
Greg, how are people feeling about the coming year? Are they secure in their jobs?
No, not at all. Only about 1 in 8 Americans, about 13%, say that they feel more secure in their job today than they did 12 months ago. And, you know, that kind of feeling is not conducive to people making big-ticket purchases, particularly homes. You look at home prices having fallen as low as they have, decade-long lows in many places, mortgage rates at record lows, and yet people aren't buying houses. And I think that really traces back to the feelings of insecurity with regard to the job market. So until we see some substantive and consistent job growth, Tony, I think that we're going to have a very hesitant consumer.
What is the overall financial security index, and where does it stand?
We're actually at the second lowest level of the year, only August, which was just abysmally low. Of course, August was the month where we really had the perfect storm of the credit rating downgrade, the debt ceiling debacle, a stock market correction, and just a barrage of poor economic data all within a span of 2 weeks. That really did a number on how consumers feel about financial security. And frankly, we're not much better than that right now. A lot of it, again, owes to the fact that people don't feel very secure in their jobs, but the continued erosion that many people have seen in home prices also weighing on their feelings of financial security.
What are Americans reporting about their net worth?
Well, at the beginning, earlier this month when we conducted the poll, we actually had a little bit of good news that more people, that we'd seen an uptick on the heels of that October stock market rally. More people had indicated higher net worth relative to a year ago than they did the month prior. Fewer people had reported lower net worth. Of course, we've had a lot of volatility in the stock market, and, last week was a pretty lousy week on Wall Street, so I think we've given a lot of that back, and I wouldn't expect the same sort of results if we conducted that poll today.
Greg, something you have preached, what we as Americans can do to help the debt situation here is to save more. Are we doing a better job of that?
We are. People aren't necessarily feeling more secure in their debt or in their savings, you know, even though they have managed to squirrel more away. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that those household expenses continue to inch higher. So even though people are make some progress on the savings front, they don't feel like it's going to go a whole lot further, and that's really undermining how people feel about their levels of, their comfort level with savings. Only 11% of Americans say they're more comfortable with their savings now than they were a year ago, even though it's well documented that people have actually put more money away in the meantime.
Greg McBride is Bankrate.com senior financial analyst. Thanks so much for your time, Greg.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Have a great day.